The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, June 23rd. What to know today about another COVID-19 world record, and we'll tell you which states in the U.S. are now thinking about reversing reopenings. Also, the Trump administration is putting new limits on foreign workers, and what to expect as voters in five states go to the polls. Plus, a warning about certain types of hand sanitizer, the latest plan for Major League Baseball, and new features coming to the next iPhone update. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The world hit a record level of new daily COVID-19 cases this week. The WHO's emergencies chief said it's because the pandemic is peaking in several big countries at the same time. Those include India, Brazil, and the United States. Right now, the U.S. accounts for just more than 4% of the world's population, but 20% of all new reported infections. The state of Arizona, in particular, is seeing some disturbing trends. The AP reports one out of every five COVID-19 tests in Arizona is coming back positive, and that's the highest rate in the country. But it's certainly not the only state where the numbers of infections are rising. Hospitalizations are dramatically increasing in Texas and Georgia. Meanwhile, New York City is looking more and more like the Big Apple we're used to. There are fewer confirmed cases and deaths, so the city lifted more restrictions this week. The New York Times says that allowed another 300,000 New Yorkers to get back to work in the city that was once the global epicenter of COVID-19. Restaurants and stores are also back open, and kids can even return to playgrounds. But it's quite the opposite in other areas. In fact, some city and state leaders are scaling back some of their plans to reopen. Louisiana's governor announced he would delay the next phase of reopening for another month. Utah's state epidemiologist warned the state could face a complete shutdown if cases continue to rise. And the governor in Texas also did not rule out reimposing lockdown orders, though he described it as a last resort. And one more thing. Today, the leaders of the CDC and the FDA will testify on Capitol Hill, along with the Trump administration's testing czar and infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci. They plan to tell a House committee the pandemic is not expected to end anytime soon, and the upcoming flu season could make matters worse. More to come. Well, today, family and friends of Rayshard Brooks will honor his life in the same church where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. served as co-pastor. And at the private funeral this afternoon, King's youngest daughter, the Reverend Bernice King, will speak. Remember, Brooks is a black man who was shot by a white police officer earlier this month in Atlanta, Georgia. It happened during a scuffle with officers who were trying to arrest him for a DUI outside of a Wendy's. And his death heightened tensions over police brutality and racism in the U.S. The officer who shot him, Garrett Rolfe, was fired and arrested for felony murder. Well, today is the funeral for Brooks, but already yesterday, people lined up for 3 hours in the rain before the public viewing began. Actor, producer, and director Tyler Perry has offered to cover today's funeral costs. President Trump is banning hundreds of thousands of foreign workers from the United States, at least until the end of the year. He signed an order to suspend a variety of work visas, including the sought-after H-1B visa for highly skilled workers. Of course, work visas allow non-U.S. citizens to live and work in the U.S. on a temporary basis, but not become permanent residents. Now the president says this year's ban will help safeguard jobs for unemployed Americans who have been out of work during the coronavirus pandemic. In fact, a senior administration official said it will open up more than 500,000 jobs since the order applies to visas used for many types of jobs. To be clear, this will not impact people already in the U.S. with existing visas. But still, many business groups and high-tech companies are disappointed. They say suspending visas will actually slow down the economic recovery, making it harder for companies to recruit top talent into the U.S. Also, immigration advocates argue President Trump is just targeting immigrants to make good on his own campaign promises, and it has nothing to do with the economic downturn. So, the Wall Street Journal says the order is likely to be challenged in court. For now, the ban goes into effect tomorrow. By the way, it's not just work visas. The president also extended a ban on green cards for new immigrants. Starting today, people can now read the tell-all book from former National Security Advisor John Bolton. That's despite the Trump administration trying to stop the book's release. Remember, in the memoir called The Room Where It Happened, Bolton wrote about his 17 months in President Trump's inner circle. And it's not flattering of the president. Bolton calls Trump erratic and stunningly uninformed. President Trump says Bolton is lying and exaggerating in the book. And in court, the Justice Department argued the book had not yet completed the required government review to check for any classified info, so it should not be released. For now, that argument didn't go over well. A judge sided with Bolton over the weekend and let him keep the original release date of today. Still, the judge left open the possibility that Bolton could face criminal charges. He could also be forced to hand over profits related to the book. Already, the book is on the top of bestseller charts even before its official release. Voters in five states are heading to the polls today. We're talking about Kentucky, Mississippi, New York, North Carolina, and Virginia. Of course, things will look a little different than usual. For example, in Kentucky, only 200 polling places will be open in the whole state. In a typical election year, that would be more like 3,700. And in all five states, polling places will have social distancing protocols in place and more mail-in ballots. Also, there's a lot of interest in a few of today's local races. For example, in Kentucky, a progressive black state rep is up against a well-funded Democrat for a U.S. Senate seat. The winner of that primary will take on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell this fall. And a couple other prominent lawmakers are facing primary challengers today: House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler and House Foreign Affairs Chairman Elliot Engel. We'll be watching for any big upsets and we'll keep you posted. Though reports say some results might not be available for as long as a week. All right, we have more news coming up, but first let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor today, Skillshare. I'm always looking for ways to learn, and Skillshare is a great resource that fits right into my schedule. I love that most classes are less than 60 minutes, and Skillshare offers thousands of inspiring online classes on topics ranging from illustration, design, and photography to freelancing, productivity, and career success. Whether you just want more random moments of creativity to break up the routine of more days indoors, or you want to take your hobbies or career to the next level, Skillshare offers classes for you and millions of others. I've taken or bookmarked classes like the one called Real Productivity, Create Your Ideal Week, and another about iPhone photography. So explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/newsworthy, and you'll get 2 free months of premium membership. So there's never been a better time to try. Again, get 2 free months of premium membership at Skillshare.com/newsworthy. Skillshare.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. The FDA has put out a new warning about certain hand sanitizers. It's telling people to avoid 9 types of hand sanitizer that were all manufactured by the same company in Mexico. Federal health officials say they could contain methanol, aka wood alcohol. It's a substance that can be toxic if absorbed through the skin or ingested. And not only can it make people sick, but in extreme cases, it can also cause permanent blindness or even be fatal. So we've linked to the FDA's full warning with the specific brand names in today's show notes. The FDA says if you've used any of them, you should call your doctor right away. And don't just throw these products away. They actually need to be discarded in hazardous waste containers. Several well-known companies are pulling their ads off of Facebook and Instagram. Patagonia, The North Face, and REI all say they will not be advertising with the social network at least through July. The reason? Well, they say Facebook has not done enough to remove hateful content and stop the spread of misinformation. And this is all part of a bigger campaign. The Hill reports U.S. civil rights groups organized this boycott last week, and some smaller companies have signed on, too. For now, Facebook says it respects each company's decision, and it's going to keep working to remove hate speech and work with civil rights organizations to be a force for good. Apple has unveiled a ton of new features at its annual developers conference, and it's only day 2 starting today. Already, the company says it's developing a new line of Apple chips to power the Mac computer, but it'll take 2 years to make the overall transition. Also, iPhones will soon get a new operating system, iOS 14. It includes an app library to more easily find the programs on your smartphone. Also, it'll have support for picture-in-picture, so you can watch a video while in another app, along with many other new features. Of course, these are just a few of the many, many updates announced in day 1. The developers conference goes all week, so expect even more. There's not a deal with players just yet, but it looks like Major League Baseball is coming back anyway. The MLB says it's ready to move forward with a 60-game schedule. The first game would happen as early as July 24th, the last by September 27th. This comes after 3 months of bitter negotiations between the league and the players' union. But those negotiations went nowhere. So the MLB commissioner is just forcing his own plan. Now the players' union just needs to sign off on the health protocols. Under this plan, what's usually spring training will start July 1st. Then players will just report to their home ballparks to cut down on travel. The union will have to say yes or no by 5 o'clock tonight. ESPN reports players are expected to approve it. The only other option at this point is a player strike, but that's unlikely. The mystery of Stonehenge has deepened. Archaeologists say they've discovered a major prehistoric monument under the earth. The new find includes at least 20 huge pits about 16 feet deep, and they form a circle that's about a mile in diameter. Scientists think these were dug about 4,500 years ago. It's only about a mile from Stonehenge, which is another prehistoric monument of massive standing stones in England. Archaeologists are pretty excited about this new discovery, too. They say it could help unlock the story of Stonehenge, which is mostly a mystery right now. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening and making the Newsworthy part of your routine. Please be sure to subscribe or follow in your podcast app to get new episodes every day. And be sure to share the episode if you find it valuable. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.